Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, we welcome you back. Another hour, another useful, informative session with the Brain Trust is just ahead. I'm Johnny Dean. We're here doing all we can to keep you informed about your money and your money strategies. We got more strategies to talk about this particular hour. The program, of course, is Bucket Strategy Investing. Professor Rick Plum here with me once again from Lucia Capital Group for this hour, ready to take your phone calls and your emails. We're standing by to answer all of your money questions, and we got lines open right now. So grab your phone, give us a call, 877-PLANNER, 877-PLANNER, and the numbers are 877-752-6637. It's that simple. To send us your questions in email form, you can go to wealthed.com and you go over to the link that says Find Your Answer. We're here to help you out with any particular money situation that you might have. Now, coming up this hour, we were talking last hour about some of these annuities and guaranteed forms of payment, lifetime income, pensionized income. And by the way, don't get afraid. Don't become afraid of the A word, the annuity word. We'll explain why again. But we talked a little bit about immediate annuities. We're going to get into the deferred types of annuities coming up in just a bit. So, Professor Rick Plum back again with me as always, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Hey, we're all about strategy on this program, as you saw last hour, and you'll see this hour. You need a bucket strategy. You need one that's personalized to you, one that aims to meet all of your specific goals and needs. You can call the advisors at Lucia Capital Group and get your plan started. Their number off the air, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Everyone's situation is different, all right? No two plans are alike, and I would say certainly no two people are alike. Find out if you're on the right path to retirement. So again, off the air, the number, 800-644-1150. On the air, 877-PLANNER. Once again, we got room on the phones for you. All the lines are open, so if you've got money questions, Brain Trust standing by to talk to you about it as we have so many years. 877-752-6637 spells out PLANNER. Okay, now, to recap, whatever. purchasing guaranteed lifetime income. You can do this. You can give it to your money. We're talking about insurance products, again, annuities. You can hand the insurance company a chunk of money, and they're going to start handing it right back to you.
With a little bit of earnings on top.
A little bit of earnings on top. This is what's known as an immediate annuity. Now, if you're younger, and by younger, I mean like, you know, under
65 is too young.
65 really is.
Today, most of the time. I mean, there is no absolutes ever. But right now, with the interest rates the way they are, you just don't want to lock in for a super long period
of time. No, you don't, because they're not going to pay you a whole lot. The older you get, obviously, they know you're not going to live that long. So to entice you to get one, they got to pay you more per month. And that's how that works on the immediate side. Now, there's another side to this.
Right, the deferred annuity, which has been around with us for years, has taken on a whole new life lately because they've added riders to it to allow for an income from it.
Right, so you hand the insurance company a chunk of money, but you say, don't hand it to me back right away.
Well, you can start right away.
Well, you can, but yes. But
I want to avoid the problem of reverse dollar cost averaging.
Yes.
I want to avoid running out of money. I want to have some kind of baseline guarantee of income so that no matter what happens, no matter what goes on in the market, the economy, whatever, I get a check, and I want that check every month. So we give the insurance company a chunk of money, but they don't just keep it all. They let you maintain some amount of control over it. You either use an index contract, which pays interest based on the movement of an index, or you use a variable contract. With the variable contracts, you control the investments within the allocation that they allow. Some of them have, you know, 15, 20 different investment options. Some have hundreds of investment options. And so you control how you're going to invest that money. Now, there are fees. The insurance company is taking on risk. They're taking on the risk that you're a horrible investor and you jump out at the wrong time and the cash value dives, but they're still on the hook paying you this income. So they do charge you a fee for that issue. Also, some insurance companies restrict your ability to manage the portfolio. If they see a downturn in the market, they automatically take control over the investments, and typically they make them fairly conservative so that the money that is there will last longer as they're paying it out to you. But what happens is you give them the money, and if you start right away, let's say you start right away, just like you were doing with that immediate annuity, the payout might be a little bit less because you are controlling the money. They may give you 5% distribution. Not a 5% rate of return, a 5% distribution.
Yes, and that's a very important point. So if you hand them $100,000, they're going to start giving you $5,000 of a distribution. It's not a rate of return because your 100 grand is now going down.
And where is that $5,000 coming from? Well, it's coming, if you start right away, the contract hasn't had a chance to earn very much or anything, so it's coming from your cash value. And so you're withdrawing your cash value. And then it hopefully earns some interest to replenish some of the distribution you take. If it's a variable contract, hopefully it earns enough through investment performance to replenish what you took out. So that you're hoping that you can earn enough, even after fees, to stay close to what you started in, if you're really lucky, to be higher than what you started with. That's the goal of one of these contracts. The goal is that if you're lucky, you get more money. If you're a complete loser at investing and you have the wrong time, the wrong attitude, the wrong strategy, and the cash value goes away, the insurance company will pay you for the rest of your life. So you've put that baseline down below you of income that you can never outlive. Now, the difference between the immediate annuity and the deferred annuity is somewhat in taxation. Now, one of the differences, the cash is still there. I mentioned this in the other hour. If I decide to change my mind and I don't want that income anymore, whatever cash is there, subject to the surrender period, I can take the money out and I can do whatever I want with it. On the other side, I can't do that with an immediate annuity. So there's some access to cash that's not available with the other type of contract. But when it comes down to wanting a retirement income, this is one way to do it while still holding on to some of the cash. Now, John talked about the idea that you don't have to start right away. Maybe you can let it grow, hopefully, for a couple of years. And there's two things that are potentially going to grow on one of these contracts. There's the cash value, and there's something called the income base. Now, the income base is an accounting ledger. It is not a real number that you can cash in. It's not a number that you can say, that is money to me. What it is, the income base, is the value that they're going to determine what income you can have, hence the term income base. They say you can have 5% of the income base, and as long as you don't exceed 5% of the income base, regardless of what the cash value does, the insurance company will continue to pay you. If you go over that amount, then everything starts getting reduced. But the income base is where we see a lot of misrepresentation in rate of return. They say the income base will go up at 6, 7, 8%, 10% simple. And so people are led to believe or want to believe that that's what we're earning on the contract. I'm earning 8%. Look at my income base went from $100,000 to $108,000. I put in $100,000 and it went to $108,000. The cash value only went to $103,000, but I've got an 8% return on that income base. Call the insurance company and try cashing that $108,000 in. Not going to happen. The income base is not a cash value. It's not something that you can cash in. What they're going to do is they're going to use that to determine what you can take out every year for the rest of your life.
Obviously, they have to tell you in some statements somewhere about, you know, here's your income base and here's your cash value.
And in the contract, it tells you.
Right. Now, when they do this and they say, here's how much your income base currently is worth, do they put a dollar figure? Does it say
it's definitely a dollar figure.
Because it's really, I think that's where the misleading, I think that's where it becomes misleading.
Your income base is, you'll show up, you put $100,000 into this hypothetical example with an 8% roll up, that's where the income base automatically rolls up. At the end of the year, it'll say your income base for guaranteed withdrawal benefit purposes is $108,000. Your cash value is $103,000. Your surrender value is $98,000 because you've got a,
yes.
Those numbers are hypothetical.
They're made up.
Yeah. So it'll give you the different numbers. And in variable annuities, it'll also tell you the death benefit. Mm-hmm. Because if the value goes down from investment performance and you happen to die, the heirs will probably get more than you could have gotten during your lifetime.
Right.
Because of the death benefit. So now the problem is we've gone along and the income base goes up and we start taking money out somewhere down the line. And what happens, this is the difference between a guaranteed withdrawal benefit and an immediate annuity benefit when we're looking at taxation. I put in $100,000. I leave it alone for 10 years. My income base is
$180,000.
My cash value is $150,000. I'm allowed to take $9,000 a year by contract out of this without it ever, even if the cash goes to zero, they'll continue to pay me. But where is that money coming from? It's coming from the annuity cash value. And what is the taxation on a withdrawal? This is not an annuitization. I can stop it. I can change it. I can do everything. I have control over it. So it's not an annuitization. I don't get the exclusion ratio. I don't get to separate income and principal and take a piece of both of those out at the same time. To the extent that there is deferred income in that contract, 100% of what's coming out on that payment is taxable. So in that environment where I've left it alone for several years and my cash value went from 100 to 150 and I start taking $9,000 a year out of it, $9,000 is fully taxable every year until I drop the entire contract value down to 100 again. It's 100%, it's a withdrawal,
right.
And that's where it's being taxed as a withdrawal rather than an annuitization.
Boy, and I tell you, this is because you have an income base and you have a cash value and all that stuff, this is why there's so much confusion around it. If you've got questions, we're going to take your phone calls. Stick around. We're going to, when we come back, in fact, Pat in Scottsdale, we'll put you next because I know you have a question on annuities. Others, stick around. We still have three lines open, though. Get them now. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. It's Buckett Strategy Investing.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com that explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Welcome back to the program. This is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money, et cetera, et cetera. We've been talking about annuities and guaranteed lifetime income and how do you get it, the different forms that it can take. All right, so we got some folks on hold. We're going to take your calls. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Let's move along next to Pat in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hello, Pat.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I have a question regarding annuities also. We had several annuities with a fraternal organization in Illinois that's been around since the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And when we 1035'd these annuities upon maturity in the different companies, they put a lien on each of the annuities. They were required to do this in order to build up their surplus reserve with the company, and apparently is required by the state of Illinois. And anyway, we have several thousand dollars stuck in these liens, and they are earning 3%, supposedly. And we're wondering, do we have any recourse to get this amount of money out of this company?
So you moved away from the fraternal organization.
Yes, we 1035'd them all out.
And so, but when they went out, the former company basically kept its hand on the money, or at least some of the money?
Yes, about 3.75% of the value of the lien when we moved. We have about $7,000 sitting there.
In these liens?
In these liens. And they tell us that we're earning 3% on them, which we are so far. But
yeah, but earning 3% is only good if I can actually use the money someday.
Exactly. We're concerned, is there some way we can get this money out? The only way they told us we could so far is if the owner of the annuity passes away and the beneficiary can claim the lien amount.
Well, that's a pretty tough way to go.
That's a pretty way to get your money back.
That's not exactly
difficult.
The ideal situation. I don't know. I've never heard of this. I'd have to go through and read the small print. Have you talked to the company where you moved the money to?
No, we have not.
So when they moved the money, the old company kept back the other money, or is the money sitting at the new company?
No, it was kept back at the original company. They kept.
So some of the money did not transfer across.
Exactly. About 3.75 of each lien did not transfer 1035.
Yeah, I would call their customer service and I would ask them, show me what the parameters of this are, what lawsuit, what legal issue, what created this? And luckily, it's $7,000, not $700,000.
Right.
But yeah, like I said, I mean, who is the annuitant, and how old are they?
We're in our 70s.
So we still got a ways to go.
Yeah, we have longevity in the families, and so we're each in our 70s. So, and policies are, in each of our names, beneficiaries, each of us, and then our children. But
Yeah, I would want to ask him and say, okay, show me in writing why you have the authority to do this. And I might even contact the insurance Illinois Insurance Commissioner.
But because they are a fraternal organization, they do not have to belong to the Illinois Insurance.
I would still ask them if there's anything you can do, because this is obviously not the first time this has happened.
No, and we're not the only ones that are involved with this.
And so I would call the customer service, find out, and give me the parameters of the contract, because my contract originally said that I could take the money out at any time. Where did you get the authority to change the contract, and what are the new, you know, contract provisions since somehow they got changed? And even and the insurance commissioner, insurance committee of that state should know about this, even though they may not be a part of it. They should know about it because it's issuing annuities, and they are acting like an insurance company, even though they weren't an insurance company. I mean, okay. It's worth a try.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is there anything else? Because we've kind of done.
No, if you've already done all that, I don't know of anything else you can do other than tuck it away and just, you know, keep it as part of a list of assets that the heirs will get.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all righty.
Sorry.
Wish we had better answer for you, Pat. I don't think we've seen this happen before.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one. Luckily, as I mentioned, she mentioned it was only, you know, less than 4% they withheld back.
Yeah.
And they will get it someday.
Just, well, they or their heirs are going to.
Their heirs, not.
Yeah. So, Pat, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. So, I guess explain what the issue is here. I haven't heard of this happening. I mean,
well, they were dealing with a fraternal organization. There are a couple of them out there. Some of them are very good, that act like insurance companies. They issue insurance and they issue annuities, but they're not insurance companies. They're fraternal organizations, and they're very big ones. Maybe this one wasn't as big. And something happened when they transferred their money from that annuity contract with that Illinois company to a different insurance company, a 1035 exchange.
To an actual insurance company.
And so, I mean, they're acting like insurance. They're offering annuities, and that's why the insurance commission should have something to do with it. But they probably got around the rules. You know, Illinois.
Well, and that's what I don't understand, because I can't just go offer insurance contracts and annuity contracts, you know, by myself.
If you had your politicians in Chicago, you could. I mean, in Illinois.
Okay, all right, but let's just say that I don't.
And so what they did was they said, we can't just let all this money leave us. So obviously people were basically almost like having a run on the bank. There were a lot of people were leaving the fraternal organization. So they said, okay, we'll let you transfer out, you know, 96.25% of the money, but we're going to hold back some of it to shore up our balance sheets, and we're going to guarantee 3% on it, but you can't get it until you die. But you have a contract with them. So where did they get the authority? It wasn't from the insurance commissioner, because you said they weren't part of it. Where did they get the authority to change the contract? Or is it in the contract that says, upon hardships, we can do this? And I'd want to know that in the insurance. You know, I'd want to know that in my contract.
Yeah, I'd want to know that too. But once again, this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, which has to do with...
Stay with the big insurance companies, yes, well-rated.
Yes, the full faith and credit. Because once again, if you're dealing with an actual insurance company, even if the insurance company, and they don't...
Well, now, I have seen this happen with some of the insurance companies that failed in the 80s, where they...
Well, yes, back then.
They did not let you... They another company took it over.
But they didn't let them...
And they
them
said, okay, your interest rate isn't 7% anymore, it's 3%, and we're going to lock it up for a number of years, you know, to help ourselves, because, hey, we're doing this company, we're doing you a favor by taking over the contract and not letting you fail. Yeah, and
right,
so
the money will be there for you
at
but
some
just
point.
Not
so they do put new parameters on it, but that's always been through some kind of a insurance reorganization where the company went out of business. It sounds like this company's still intact.
Now,
fraternal organization.
Yes, there are. You know, banks have FDIC. What are we looking at with regard to insurance
there
companies?
There are state
on
guarantees within this. You know, each state has a guarantee up to a certain amount, but that's for the insurance companies. Maybe this company got around that because they weren't an insurance company. And for a long time, I've seen some of these fraternal organizations offer very nice rates. And it might be that they're not part of the other things, and so they don't have to live up to the same requirements as a big insurance company.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't know. For some reason, it's hard for me to believe that there isn't some connection. That the state insurance commissioner doesn't
have... Should have had some kind of...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if I go...
But it is Illinois.
Well, all right. Okay, you go back to the Illinois thing. You think maybe? I'm not quite
no
ready
idea
to go that far. All right. 877-PLANNER. number, PLANER. Some room on the phones. If you've got a question, give us a call. We will talk to you about whatever's on your mind with regards to money. We got a whole lot more stuff to talk about on annuities. 877-752-6637. Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security Hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security Hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Napa Know-How!
Goop, gunk, sludge, whatever you want to call it, it's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2America, red, white, and you.
Welcome. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, the crew, Professor Rick Plum, and gang standing by, ready to talk to you about your money. 877-PLANNER if you've got questions on any of the stuff that we talked about. Doesn't have to be, again, on annuities. We've had a wonderful discussion. We had some great calls so far on annuity products and things like that. Had an interesting situation last segment. Kind of unusual. But before that, we were talking about handing money to the insurance company and how this stuff works. You give it to an insurance company. You say, here's $100,000. Don't pay me yet, right?
That's the deferred.
That's the deferred kind. When you get into that situation, you say, hold on, just take my money. I will let you keep it for 5 years or however long it works. What are they doing? Are they taking your money now and they're going to go and out and try to earn something on it?
What kind of annuity is it?
Let's call it just a fixed index annuity.
A fixed indexed annuity. What they're doing is they're taking the money in and they're investing it in their general account, the majority of it, because they're going to use it as a broad category. They're going to basically use it part of their reserves, but they're also going to take part of it and they're going to buy options on the index that you're using.
So whatever it is, S&P,
let's call it the S&P 500. They're going to go buy because they're going to pay you an interest rate at the end of the crediting period, whatever, or the measuring period, usually on a year-to-year basis. You know, contract year, not January to December, but the contract year. When did you get into it? 1 year later. They're going to look at those dates, how much movement, whether on a monthly basis or on an annual basis, how much movement did that index have? And then they're going to say, well, with that movement, we're going to pay you X percent of interest. It'll be a moving number depending upon how good the index does or how well the index does. How are they going to, when they're putting their money in the bank account or their general account, they're earning, 3%, 4%, 5%. But if the index happens to go up like it did in 2013, 30% almost, how do they make up that extra income? Well, they're using options. They're taking a portion of their budget, so to speak, the money that you give them, to buy options so they can use a small amount of money to control a large movement in the market. And if the market goes against them, they don't get anything back. So there is a cost benefit with this. They can use that to help pay the interest that they've promised to pay you based on the formula that is being sent down. So
right.
You have to look at it and go, okay, one of the things that a lot of people forget though is they're dealing with the raw index, the S&P 500, the Russell, whatever the case may be. They're not actually investing in anything else. They're investing in a movement of an index, and the index is not the index itself. When the S&P Standard Poor's puts out the S&P 500 index, they don't own those stocks. They're just tracking the value of those stocks. But those stocks, if I owned all of those stocks, I would get a dividend from some of them. So I'm not going to get the dividend if all I'm dealing with is the index. So if you look at an S&P fund that has a management expense, has a movement where you're actually investing in something that purportedly owns the same percentage of shares that the S&P 500 does, you own those shares, or the mutual fund owns those shares. And so your total return will include the dividends that are being paid by those companies. When you're dealing with the index alone, like on an index annuity or something of that nature, there are no dividends paid. And the index on the S&P 500, the dividend on the S&P 500 is a couple percent. So if you see a mutual fund that's invested in, or an ETF that's invested in the index, went up 8%, and the index itself probably did not, because it doesn't include dividends.
Right. So now, okay, so the insurance company is going to keep your money for a certain period of time, 5 years, 8 years, I don't know, whatever it is. At some point, you're going to make the decision that you're going to start wanting something out of that annuity, whether you want to annuitize it or you want to just take some guaranteed income out of it.
Now, depending upon what you bought when you originally put it together, does your contract have the guaranteed minimum withdrawal benefit rider? Does it have the rider that says that we will guarantee a certain level of income for the rest of your life? Or did you buy plain vanilla one that's just a deferred account, and at the end of it, you can either take it out or not take it out, and if you don't take it out, it'll continue playing around with the index. And but if you've got one of these lifetime income riders, the guarantee withdrawal benefit rider, there's two flavors of those. One is that you have an income base that is independent to some degree of the cash value, and that income base is used to determine what kind of a payment that you can receive. Some of them, you annuitize the income base. Some of them, you just use a math calculation to determine how much you can withdraw. Now, you're not actually withdrawing it from the income base. You're withdrawing it from the cash value. But the income base is used to determine how much you can withdraw. And even if the, I've mentioned this many times, it's a key point, even if the cash value goes to zero, which as long as you stay within the withdrawal percentages, you can continue that withdrawal forever, for as long as you live, maybe even as long as you and your spouse live. So it does give you a guaranteed income. Now, right now, most of them, once you're 65 or older, do a 5% guarantee.
5% of the income base. 5%
of the income base.
Yes. And that is not, I should repeat, that is not a rate of return.
No, it's not a rate of return. If my cash value and my income base happen to keep pace with each other, or if I start it right at the beginning where I take $100,000, put it in, my cash value is $100,000, my income base is $100,000, and they're going to give me, you know, 5%. That is not a 5% rate of return. Unless the underlying cash value continues to earn 5% every year, and my cash value stays at $100,000 in my hypothetical example here, and then when I die or when I cash in the contract 20 years later, 15 years later, as if the $100,000 is still there when I quit doing this, whether because I died or because I changed my mind, that actually is a 5% rate of return. But if the cash value is dwindled down to $20,000 by 20 years from now, when I die and my heirs inherit $20,000, that was not a 5% rate of return. That was about a 2.5% rate of return. I'd have to do the math.
Well, whatever the math is, but
it's something less than 5.
Yes.
Start with 100, take 5,000 a year out for 20 years, end up with 20,000. That is not a 5% rate of return. So the payout is not a real rate of return. The other thing that's confusing on these are the increases on the income base. They have arbitrary roll-up numbers where the income base goes up, even if your cash value doesn't. So we take a year where the cash value went down. You know, so maybe we're measuring for the last 12 months. One of those through the end of January.
Well, let's
January
just
15 to January 16.
Yeah.
The market went down, and so you did not receive any interest payment on your cash value. But my income base, if I had one of these contracts that had an automatic roll-up, my income base may have gone up 5, 6, as much as 10% of the initial premium. So I may have seen an increase in my income base. And most of the contracts that we're seeing that have been around for a couple of years, the income base is higher than the cash value, some substantially higher than the cash value.
You could have an income base of after 10 years of 180, 200,000, something like that.
If you start with 100, I mean, I've seen income bases of $500,000 with cash values of 320.
Yeah.
I mean, very big difference in income base and cash value. And I'm allowed to take 5% of that income base, mm-hmm. or 6% for some of these older contracts, for the rest of my life. Now, that's going to deplete the cash value fairly quickly. But at that point, I don't care, because I'm going to get that, that big number from the income base for the rest of my life. And that's actually what you should be doing. And, there is a time to turn them on. You shouldn't wait until you're 95 to turn these income riders
on. Although they'd love you to wait, because they're going to say, well, the income base is going to continue to grow.
Yeah, look, you've got 400,000 of income base, and it's going to be 420,000 just by waiting for another year.
And you're 90.
And it's 440,000 after that. My cash value is dwindling because they're charging me a bunch of fees on it. And it's a little game in there. I don't want to get too technical on it, but my cash value is going nowhere. I'm not earning anything from a cash value standpoint, but I am increasing my income base.
Right.
So if I live too long to take any money out of it, I lose the income base.
Yeah. Now your heirs will get the cash value.
Not the income base.
No, they will get the cash value.
Now, in some instances, you can put a death benefit that pays off the income base.
Now we're on the variable side, I do believe.
But you can also do it with the, I think you can do it on the fixed index side too.
Okay.
But you just pay more for it.
Of course, because there's a premium associated
and
with that.
And most of them also say that for the death benefit to be payable, you got to have a dollar in the contract. So if you're going along and you're running out of cash, you've got to make a decision. Maybe you're 86 years old, you got to make a decision. Do I
stop
taking a payment so that my heirs can get the death benefit, mm-hmm. or do I keep taking the payment? Which worth more to me? Now, if your life expectancy is like 2 or 3 years, you stop.
Of course.
And if I'm the heir, I'm going to pay you the $5,000 so that I can get the death benefit.
That's quite a rate of return right there.
That's a dang.
But listen, Pops, you better make sure you're gone in a couple of years because I'm putting my $5,000 on the line here.
10, 15, 20.
Hey, yeah. Whatever it is. If I can get a couple of hundred G's out of it, that's still a wonderful rate of return.
So there are decisions potentially to be made.
Yes, there are.
There are so many different flavors of this stuff,
though. Oh, okay. Now
it can be confusing.
It really can, and so I'm sure you've got questions on this stuff you can ask us. Now we've got to take a break. When we come back, have we covered everything? I mean,
yeah.
We probably have. All right. All right.
If not, call us and remind us.
Give us a call and tell us how you're confused, all right? But it's important to understand how these work. If you're going to purchase some kind of an annuity, pension, whatever, you need to know how they work because they're oftentimes missold, and we don't want that. All right. 877-PLANNER. You've got questions. We've got answers for you. The Brain Trust coming back. We've got some trivia. What's coming up on Monday and more. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351.
888-999-1351. Professor Plum asked, where is the song? Here it is. They don't forget, Daniel. Yeah. Andy Last also back there. Adam
giving
Clark,
us our, giving us our steward.
That's right. I should mention these folks. They're all behind the scenes.
It's Somebody's got to make us look good.
It's not just you and me. That's right. So anyway, thank you for that. We really kind of need it today.
Yeah, we need a little bit more makeup work, though.
Well, all right, but besides that, you know, it's just one of those things. So, all right, that's our Friday. Now we know it's officially Friday live on this program, which means that there's going to be a Monday, and we'll tell you what's coming up Monday on this program, because I know a lot of you people like to keep track of these things. Coming up on Monday, something called structured notes. Now, what we've been talking about today has to do with guaranteed
lifetime income.
Lifetime income. Okay, that's sort of what we've been, you know, pensions, annuities, and things like that. Now, there are certain products that you can buy, Professor Plum, and as I said, we'll get into this on Monday, that allow you to perhaps participate in market gains.
Well, they're kind of like index annuities, but without the guarantee, but with higher potential returns. It's, you know, everything's relative, right?
Exactly.
You want guarantees, you got to settle with less return.
Right, and so the more of a guarantee that you're going to get, the less you're going to get on the upside. But you can actually potentially buffer some of your losses. If you're invested, you know, if I'm just invested straight in the market, say right, the S&P or something like that, and it goes down 10%, well, guess what? I'm down 10%, right? I mean, that's the risk I take. But if it goes up 10, 20, 30, I get to participate in the all 100%.
10, 20, 30, yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, you know.
But the way math works, if I'm down 10,
yes,
and then I'm up 10, I'm not back to even yet.
No,
I'm a little underwater. And so it's all a matter of, you know, if I'm down 25, I got to get 33 to get back to even.
Exactly.
So if I can avoid that down.
The idea is to try to avoid the downturn. Try to avoid being down. You'd rather be at zero than negative 10. So we'll talk about that on Monday. All right, 877-PLANNER, lost a couple calls. But we do have Dennis. Okay, Dennis in Connecticut. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, gentlemen. I just had a quick question on these annuities here that you're discussing.
Yes.
I heard the professor say that with an indexed annuity, you do not get a dividend. Okay, is that correct?
You don't get the dividend from the underlying stocks that are in the index.
Okay.
You get an interest payment. You don't get a dividend. You get an interest payment.
Right.
Well, hopefully.
But if the indexed annuity is tied to the S&P 500 index,
right,
you don't get that dividend from the index.
You don't get the dividend from the underlying stocks in the index. That's true.
Okay. Now, if you have a variable annuity,
uh-huh,
and there's an indexed fund in the variable annuity that you have an option to take.
Yes.
I think you do get a
dividend
from that.
You do, because you're actually investing in the fund, and the fund actually owns the stocks. They don't own the index. They own stocks that represent the index. And so those stocks, if they pay a dividend, go into the account. And so the variable annuity does experience whatever dividends are paid on the underlying investments. The index annuity does not. They just go by the sheer number of the index, which is just the value of the stock, does not include a dividend.
Right. You know, these index annuities, though, the more you think about it, this is another way that insurance companies get around things. There's no charge, there's no cost for an index fund. That's what I always hear, there's no cost.
On an index annuity...
I look at it, that's a cost. The dividend, the fact that you don't get a dividend is a cost.
Right, but you're not investing in the index.
You're not actually in the index.
You're not actually investing in a security. You're not investing in the market itself. And so what you're investing in is a guaranteed account that pays interest. The interest is determined by what? It's determined by the movement of an index in this case. And so they should not be purporting that you're investing in the stock market. This is not a stock market investment.
They don't take your money and put it in the actual stock.
At all.
I understand that, but it's implicit. When you buy these things, because I did sit down with an insurance man who was insisting to me that I was going to get exactly what the index got up to a certain point, up to a cap.
Okay, but that is a true statement. That is a true statement because the index itself does not include dividends.
Yeah.
When you look at the S&P 500 at Yahoo.com, at morning, wherever it is, if you look at just the index that they talk about on the news, it is an index of stocks, but it's not an actual investment in the stocks. If you look at the number, what are we at, 19 and change today?
On the S&P?
Yeah.
21.
20. We're not. Whatever. We went down a little bit, but wherever it is. That is a number, and it's relative to the value of all those stocks that the index tracks. But you're not investing in any of those stocks. That index is just a relative number. And so when they say they're going to give you an interest rate based on the index, you're going to get 100% of the index return. Well, there is no really return. It's the difference between point A and point B. What is that return over that period of time? And that's where it's really, unfortunately, very confusing, because we are not investing in a security. We're not investing in the stock market. We are investing in a fixed account that pays interest.
The interest is
determined by the movement of an index, which is not an investment in the stock market. It's a valuation of 500 stocks, and they're looking from point A to point B, or an average of those point A to point Bs. And that's the problem with index annuities. They seem like they're one thing when they're strictly an interest-bearing account.
Exactly. You put it very succinctly. My whole point is it's very disingenuous for these people that are selling these annuities to tell a prospective customer, you'll get whatever the S&P gets. You will not. You will not get the dividend.
You won't get the dividend.
For one reason or another, and that has to be taken into consideration. They seem to forget that when they're making their proposals.
Well, and that's the problem with the sales techniques.
Yeah, that's why we talk about the marketing.
And that's why this show is as good as it is, because we give you the bottom line scoop. We tell you all about it.
We do.
And it's even better. This show is even better than what you purported to be.
Well, thank you. Dennis, I appreciate that. We're about out of time. I appreciate the call. Thanks for giving us a call. They shouldn't sell it and say you're going to get exactly what the S&P does. But it will give you the index.
It'll give you the difference.
Yes, from point A to
point
B.
From point A to point B.
Right.
But the index itself that we look at, on whether it's Yahoo, CNN,
that
Money.
That number does not include the dividend.
That's just a relative number based on the value of the underlying stock. And when it changes, the stock price changes. But even that index is not investing in the stocks.
No, it's just a tracking number is all it is.
And so if you're investing in the fund, now you've got the potential to get the dividend, but there's also a cost to the fund.
We're out of time. If you need the brain trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Rick Plummer, any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, who bring you this hour of the program. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Any questions you have on anything we talk about, they'll be able to help you out. That's it for us. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered.
considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.